Up next is a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. To subscribe to the podcast, visit streetlevelradio.com and click on subscribe. Thanks for listening to Street Level Radio.
The Bible tells us that Christ is fully divine. Moreover, we're told that Christ has always been God and will always be God. In fact, Christ's death provided a way for all people to come to God. It cleared away the sin that keeps us from having a right relationship with our Creator. Now, this doesn't mean that everyone has been saved, but that the way has been cleared for anyone who will trust in Christ to be saved. God gives salvation to all those who by faith accept Christ's death for themselves. We're in Colossians chapter 1 today, and we're going to pick it up in verse 19. Colossians 1, 19, where we're told God wanted all of himself to be in his Son. It was through what his Son did that God cleared a path for everyone to come to him. All things in heaven and on earth, for Christ's death on the cross has made peace with God for all by his blood. All the fullness in the original text. The original text actually says, for all the fullness was pleased to dwell in him. All the fullness. God wanted all of himself to be in his Son. The word fullness literally means the sum total of the divine powers and attributes of God. These are the power and the attributes that are affected upon us with the filling of the Holy Spirit. If we are feeling empty and we don't sense and realize those in our lives, maybe it's because, well, we don't live close enough to Christ. We describe this made peace relationship with God, and we use the word in Christian circles, the word reconciliation. Now, reconciliation is a big religious word, but it is a relational aspect that comes by Jesus Christ shedding his blood upon the cross. Now, without his blood being shed, well, we all would still be debtors. We still would be lost. We still would be unforgiven. We need to know that, truth be told, there was nothing in us that would have motivated Christ to do such a thing. Yet because of his sacrifice, we have yet been reconciled to God. We are reconciled to God, made right with God through Christ's death, and we are saved by Christ's life. Now, Paul the Apostle, the writer of this letter, left no room for any other view than this one. Jesus is God in flesh. Jesus is the only path to redemption, the only road to eternal life, and the only sufficient power to deal with this world and this life. Now, that rules out adding anything to Christ. That might be the law, it might be Mother Mary, it might be the church, extra-biblical rules. It leaves nothing else, just Jesus. Verse 21 of our text says, "This includes you who were once so far away from God. You were his enemies and hated him and were separated from him by your evil thoughts and actions, yet now he has brought you back as his friends." The original language, as we read before, using the term reconciled, or as we read here, he made us. He made us holy, which means pure and set apart. He made us unblameable, which means faultless and without blemish. He made us unreprovable, another big word which means free from accusation. Verse 23 says, "The only condition is that you fully believe the truth, standing in it steadfast and firm, strong in the Lord, convinced of the good news that Jesus died for you, and never shifting from trusting him to save you. This is the wonderful news that came to each of you and is now spreading all over the world. And I, Paul, have the joy of telling it to others." The original language began this verse with the word "if." It said, "if it is so that you continue in the faith." Now, that word can kind of lead one to believe that he or she can actually lose all that has just been described. You know, if. But the Greek here can also equally be translated "since." And in light of all of Paul's writing concerning the security of an individual's salvation, as well as the context of this chapter, we can only understand that Paul in this verse does indeed mean since. Since it is so that you continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast. Scripture is clear on this. One is not saved by continuing in the faith. No, one continues in the faith because he's saved. Again, one's not saved by continuing in the faith, but he continues in the faith because he's saved. Our continuing in the faith is not a means of salvation, but indeed proof of salvation. And to believe otherwise would void all that Paul has said in this letter thus far, and furthermore, really, all of Scripture. We would then have to shoulder our standing before the Father ourselves, rather than depending on Christ and the cross. So the question, as always, is, are you actually saved to begin with? If you are actually saved, then you are safe ground. If a person has been saved, there will, however, be a change in behavior, a reflection of the power of God now present in one's life. And that's why the Scripture tells us in several places to test ourselves and really look at ourselves with a critical eye. Am I saved? Yes, then I'm on safe ground. If I'm on shaky ground, I should be concerned.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information about Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, go to believerstogether.com.